Ani bonjour, everybody. Welcome to the Indigenous Environmental Justice podcast series. I'm Deb McGregor, Principal Investigator on a project called Indigenous Environmental Justice and an Associate Professor at Osgoode Law School and Faculty of Environmental Studies. So the Environmental Justice Project seeks to understand environmental justice, because injustice is fairly well understood, and what Indigenous peoples might mean by justice from their own knowledge perspective. So based on the worldview, the epistemology, the ontology, how knowledge is understood, how knowledge can contribute to understanding what Indigenous environmental justice is. Over the last few years, we've done work around this, around water justice, now starting to go into the realm of climate justice and what that looks like, food sovereignty, food justice, and how all of these themes interrelate. So this panel, Anishinaabek Rationality, it was part of the annual Robart Center Graduate Student Conference, and the theme was Canada on the Edge, People, Places, and Perspectives, coordinated by the Robart Center at York University in early May. The session was moderated by Dr. Elaine Coburn from Glendon College at York University. This panel with J.C. Chiblo, Christy Leora Gainsworth, and Sue Chiblo was centering Anishinaabek knowledge in particular in trying to bring more deeper and in-depth understanding to what environmental justice might look like. So one of the themes that the panelists paid attention to was why we would do this kind of work. This is centered around the concept of Mino-Namadzawin well-being, which is well-being for people, but everything in creation as well. And so part of creation are other entities. So a lot of the environmental justice mainstream, I guess, for lack of a better word, way of looking at it is very much focused on human-environment relations, which kind of presents things as a bit of a binary. And this was more, what do our relations look like to other entities, to other beings in all of creation? So the water, the plants, the animals, eels in the water. So this panel came about to try to understand how to apply Indigenous, or in particular Anishinaabek thinking, into understanding what justice might look like for these other entities. So JC focuses a lot on food sovereignty, the role of what our relations look like in relation to animals that we might hunt and that we might trap. But she also talks about how this relates to knowledge generation, and particularly with youth, intergenerational transmission of knowledge. So environmental justice isn't just knowing about things. It's about how it can come alive through interactions and being in community and actually sharing that kind of knowledge. Sue talked about water in particular. She has a background in she worked for Chiefs of Ontario, a political organization, for many years. She's a leader in her community, so she's trying to apply Anishinaabek knowledge to the governance kind of political realm, but very much linking it to the personal. Like, this, these are our responsibilities because we're made out of water. So Leora applies Anishinaabek knowledge, and I think does it brilliantly in talking about knowledge lineage, which often isn't discussed very much in the academy, which she, I think, really brought to the fore in hers. And her presentation and her contribution focused on what's in water. So a lot of the water governance, particularly First Nations water governance or Indigenous water governance discourse, focuses a lot on water as H2O, focuses a lot on the human need or dependence and requirement to have water for drinking, which we have to because we're mostly made out of water. But we don't think a lot about what's actually in the water and our relations to entities that that live in the water. And in her case, as she outlines in her podcast, there's a very personal and intimate and responsibility-based and reciprocal relationship with eels. And she's bringing that, demonstrating how Anishinaabeg knowledge is missing from what we know about eels and might be very helpful in recovery of eels. So I think they all speak to how Anishinaabeg knowledge in particular, well, actually Leora also talks about Hongwe or Haudenosaunee knowledge as well, and how that contributes to her work and her understanding of how to work with eels in her research, is how this knowledge frames these questions around justice very differently. Justice tends to be all the terrible things that happen, which has happened and continues to happen, but what does justice actually look like? What kind of knowledge needs to inform those kind of questions? So I think for all three, their work is very original and very groundbreaking and very innovative because it's centering it in a different place than most of the scholarship would around environmental justice. So their panel was convened to talk about those kind of relationships, those kind of reciprocal kind of relationships. What's on the land, like JC and Sue, the water, and then what's in the water, covering those elements in their work, in the research that they're undertaking. So in this series, there'll be three presentations, including question and answer. So Sue Chibla will begin with her research on Nebe'e governance, centering spirit and ceremony and how one goes about doing this work. She'll talk about how her research is relevant to changing the landscape around what water governance will look like based on Anishinaabeg Gindaswin. JC, her daughter, will then speak to Anishinaabeg food sovereignty and how those relations need to be maintained and how they're essential for the future, particularly in working with youth and elders who wish to actually share knowledge with each other. Krista Leora talks about a lot of her research centers on eels. Her main contribution is also who you are and how you think about your role in research and the role of knowledge, the appropriate role of knowledge, and how knowledge then, Anishinaabeg knowledge in particular, can then frame the questions and the way that you go about approaching the knowledge. And all of this is very much tied to who you are. So among all three, who you are, where you're from, your knowledge lineage or genealogy really matters in the type of research that's being done, how they're trying to answer the questions that they're doing in their graduate studies. Finally, there's question and answer, an opportunity for discussion with the students who attended the panel. And here we get more in depth into each of the panelists' approach to their research questions and also to the topics in particular, how one works with elders, how one works with communities, what would be the implications of the work that they're doing. So that'll be interesting as well to hear how people understood and framed the presentations and then the questions that they answered. Thank you for listening to this episode. A special thank you to Dr. Elaine Coburn at Glendon College, York University, for facilitating this really engaging panel. Jimmy Gwetch.